are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Thanks for joining us today.
Can make us strong.
Standing on His promises, live His love. Anything is possible with blessing from above. Work for the people and live by His power. God can make you strong.
When David was a little boy, he joined the army of the Lord. Giant Goliath was his name. With a sling and a stone, he faced his foe, and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong.
Standing on His
promises
and living His love.
Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
From Him in a test, His health, His home, His wealth, His family. The devil tried to win his soul, but mighty God was in control.
God can make you strong.
Stand on His
promises and live in His love.
Anything
is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
Gave him a mighty plan. God gave him everything that he would need. And His people followed Him faithfully, and they watched Him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong.
Standing on His
promises
and living His love.
Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
Tell you one of the stories from this song, the story of Job.
Job was a faithful servant of God.
He was a good man and he believed in God.
God really tested Job's faith. God put him through all kinds of trials.
But through it all, Job kept his faith and trusted God.
The story of Job is a story of battle between the Lord and Satan. The Lord allowed Job to be tested by Satan.
The Lord said, "There is no one on earth as blameless and good as Job."
Satan replied that it was easy for him to be good because everything in his life was good.
Satan said, "If you take away everything he has, then Job will surely curse you." The Lord agreed to let Satan take away Job's possessions, but he was not to harm Job himself.
All of Job's children and his servants and all of Job's animals, everything that he owned, was destroyed and killed.
When Job saw what had happened, he fell to the ground and said,
"Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord taketh away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
Job still had his faith.
He passed the test, and he still believed in God and praised him.
Satan and God met again. And again, Satan asked for Job to be tested. This time, his health would suffer.
From head to toe, Job was covered with painful sores.
Job's wife told him to curse God and die.
Job replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Should we accept good from God and not trouble?"
He still believed in God and did not doubt him, even though great troubles have come his way.
Then Job's friends came to him. They wanted to comfort him in all his suffering. For 7 days and 7 nights they sat together, and no one said a word. They saw how Job was in pain.
Job cursed the day that he was born. He was miserable and wished that he had never been born.
His friends told him that he must have done something terrible for God to allow such terrible things to happen to him.
But even though Job was miserable, he remained faithful.
He told his friends that if he had done something wrong, that it was between God and himself, that if there was a reason for his trials, only God knew the reason.
He said, "As long as I have life within me and I am breathing, my lips will not speak against God."
Job had been through so much, and he moaned and he groaned and cried out to the Lord.
God replied, "Job, where were you when I created the earth? I know everything about the earth and the skies and the seas. I made them all, and I know about death and life.
Why do you doubt me? I am in control."
Then he asked Job if he could be like God. "Do you have God's power and his strength? Can you do the things that I can do?"
Let's read from the last chapter in Job, chapter 42. Here's how Job replied to the Lord. "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be stopped. Surely I spoke of things that I did not understand, but now I can see who you are, and I can see that I have been foolish to doubt you, to not trust that you would take care of me. I'm sorry, God."
After all that Job had been through, he realized that he had done wrong, and he apologized to God.
That's called repenting.
He realized that God was in control of his life.
No matter what we have to face here on earth, pain, illness, losing people we love, or losing anything, our faith will see us through. Things may not go the way we want them to go. Our faith will see us through. And we might feel like life is unfair sometimes, but our faith will see us through. Remember the story of Job. And as children of God, we can trust God, just like Job did. We know what lies ahead, a beautiful heavenly home for each one of us, because we believe in Jesus.
Trust in the Lord in all you do. The Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. Beside you, trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. He's the living water, He's the bread of life, and all who thirst and hunger are precious in His sight. Trust in the Lord in all you do. The Lord is there to guide you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, thank you for being in control of our lives. There are so many things that we just don't understand, but you do, Lord. And we need to trust you and thank you for all of the blessings that you give us. You are faithful. You never change, even though we do. Through the good times and through the bad times, you are always there for us. And you will give us comfort and strength to face each new day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We want to hear from our friends who are listening.
Ask a grown-up for help.
Send your stories, letters, or any information to Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Tamonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit our website at www.karenandkids.com.
Enjoy the Kids Club.
We have time for one more song, and it's one of our favorites.
Give me all in my lap, keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me all in my lap, I pray. Give me all in my lap, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you.